I've got one that can see.
Logic before authority.
Hi guys, this is Daniel Alexander Cannon here on Logic Before Authority. And what you are looking at is actually the Supreme Court of the United States website, okay? And if you went there and plugged up here into this top search bar 12-398 and come down here and look, you will find this one that says Association of Molecular Pathology and Marid Genetics, okay? And back on in 2013, see, this thing has been in motion for a lot longer than we all realized, okay? But if you run a search, you'll find that. And if you read that, what that is a judgment or an opinion that the Supreme Court came out with in reference to a case where they were arguing whether if a DNA of a human being has been altered by mRNA, see, they're talking about mRNA in here, see right there, yeah, and DNA, okay, if it's altered using like a CRISPR technology, is the new mRNA or the new DNA that is created, the new person, the transhuman, are they patentable? Or are they still considered to be natural and of God? Well, the Supreme Court in this particular case, they said, I will show you. Read this last little part right down here. It says, as relevant here, the district court, I'll outline it. As relevant here, the district court granted summary judgment to the petitioners, concluding that Marid's claims were invalid because they covered products of nature. The Federal Circuit initially reversed, but on remand, in light of Mayo Collaborative Services versus Prometheus Laboratories, said the circuit found both isolated DNA and cDNA patent eligible. cDNA is what they're calling the DNA that has been altered using mRNA. Now, where is it that we have heard about mRNA recently? Are you aware, and I know most of you listening are, but there might be a few that are not, or if someone sent this video to you, you probably are not, aware that it is well known and easily verifiable that mRNA is being used in the, you know, the things that they want everybody to have. Did you get yours yet? Yeah. Well, they are using mRNA in there, and it will alter your DNA, and then you are patent eligible, meaning that you will be owned. And you are no longer considered human and no longer will have any rights of a human being. And you are also at that point separated from your father. Your tuning has been changed. Your code has been changed. And you're no longer of the father. If you know someone that has not taken this stuff and they're considering taking it, I'm going to put the links to both of these. The website itself with this page pulled up, and also the actual decision here. And this was back in 2013. Make sure to give it to anybody you can and have them read it. If they read just the first page, they're going to come and see that they're saying that the mRNA altered human beings are patent eligible. That is not good. And if you're still on the fence, let me explain to you something here. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Yes, you're going to have to decide whether you're willing to be patented and owned, and you don't want to know by who, and ultimately used in a global experiment. Used in ways I'm not even going to get into in this video. But you're going to have to decide what you're willing to give up. Are you willing to give up your job? Are you willing to give up the big house you live in to maintain and make sure that you don't lose your original coding and be part of this experiment? And it is an experiment. But it's an experiment with a heavy price. There is no price greater that a human being can pay than to have their God code changed so they are not of God any longer. Please send this video to anybody you know that can benefit from this information, because, well, it's just important. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go for now. I love you. I've got a big video coming, doing a ton of work on it. I've been dead at it for a month on it, and it's just still not quite done, but it will be very soon, and it's going to be groundbreaking. I promise you that. So if you're new and you're wondering why I don't have very many videos on my channel, just understand that videos are like targets when you do what I do. And the more videos you have just sitting up here, it's like targets. And you can get shot down when they hit three of your targets. The links to all my channels where all my previous videos, or a lot of them, are, the links are down below. You can go watch a bunch of videos that I've done if you've never heard of me or seen my work before. The links are down below. And I'll talk to y'all guys soon. I love you. Father loves you. And I'll be back within a few days, God willing. Good day, guys.